Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Last week, we talked about a bunch of ways to generate free leads, and everyone seemed really interested. So what we're going to do today is break down the first of those methods, which is social media. How the heck do you generate free leads from social media? I'm Mike Ferrante with Century 21 Homestar from the Cleveland and Columbus areas, but right now broadcasting live from Orlando, ramping up the Century 21 convention. And Tony, I got so much good stuff here. Like I was texting you, I'm going to compile all my notes and share with you guys. And I'll also include that kind of stuff on upcoming sessions. But Tony and I do these little training sessions every Tuesday for about 20 minutes, just to give you some bite-sized pieces of some excellent little tips and tricks and ideas and scripts and so forth to take to put into your business, actionable items that you can do to move the needle on your business just incrementally. And the way you reach out to me is mike@21mike.com. Of course, if you love this kind of content, you can follow us on Facebook. I would love to have you subscribe to the YouTube channel. And if you're listening to the podcast, it's called Free Beer and Real Estate. We're over 1,000 downloads already, Tony, on the podcast. So that's pretty cool.
That's great. That's a big milestone.
Yeah. I mean, and not in very much time, about a year. So Tony, you've heard his voice now. Tony Geraci is broker owner of Homestar. Tony's amazing in so many ways, but the way that I always like to talk about is how accessible he is to agents. Because I know, especially now, Tony, one of the topics they had here was, you know, within a shifting market, which we are in, business is going to drop. I mean, everyone pretty much expects that, and it has for the first quarter of the year so far, ranging anywhere from 5 to 15% fewer transactions. It's going to be more and more important that agents are getting support and training and honing their skills, as my teammate Ryan says, sharpening your sword, because it's not going to be like shooting fish in a barrel anymore. And Tony, going back to you, the way we can reach out to you via your cell phone, and of course, all the support staff at the office is pretty cool. If you want to chat with Tony about Homestar or real estate, you can hit him up 216-374-1269. I don't know how you do it, Tony. You must be a master time blocker to be able to manage everything you do and talking to agents.
Yep. I love my schedule. I keep it condensed. It's just the quickest. It's every half hour I have an appointment, but I usually try to keep the appointment to up to no more than 20 minutes. So I have 10 minutes every half hour to take 2-3 phone calls, you know, those 2-minute, 3-minute calls in between. And sometimes my calls or appointments don't go 20 minutes. So it gives me that time, but it's every. And of course, always making sure and confirming with people, because people change, you know, every day. You know, if maybe 90%, 85 to 90% of the appointments come through, but you can't just wait. You gotta confirm everybody in the morning. So that's my day.
Yeah, no, I love it. And when we do our training or goal setting training and time blocking training, you always have a lot of good input on that. But back to the topic at hand, everyone wants to know, how the heck, Mike, am I going to generate free leads using social media? So real quick, I mentioned we're going to do a 3-week session here because everyone seemed to be really positive about this. Next week, we're going to talk about using your phone. How do you use your phone to generate free leads? And then the 21st, we'll cover in-person scripts. So that's things like door knocking, open house, and we're going to actually give you some actionable items to generate free leads. But since we only have 16 minutes left, we might go a little over. We're going to talk about social media. So the platforms, first, let's talk about the platforms. If you're not on these platforms, don't feel like you have to get on all of them at once. Pick one or two and just start plugging away. Get good at that one. Move on to the next. The platforms we're talking about are Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Okay. And so we're going to talk about specific things that you do on these services that can help you generate free leads. The first one, Tony, is we talk all the time about if you want to have more transactions, if you want to sell more properties, you have to talk to more people. It's as simple as that. It's literally as simple as that. If you talk to 10 people, you might close two transactions or one transaction. If you talk to 1,000 people, you're going to close that many more transactions. So all of these services, especially Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, of course, have a messenger built in. So if you tell me, Mike, if you're talking about cold calling, I never said cold calling, right, Tony? But how about messenger? It's a really cool way to communicate with people, and it's a way to have more conversations.
Oh, definitely. If they're on that social network, whatever it is, and they're connected on the messenger of that and want to communicate, it's again, communicating with people the way they want to communicate.
That's right. And so what is the script? It could be anything. It could be, hey, Tony, haven't talked to you in a while. How are things going? Something as simple as that. If you're adverse to the phones, or maybe you want to lay off the phones for a while, it's the same type of conversation you might have via text or on the phone. It could be, hey, Tony, I saw you mentioned that you might be moving soon, or you're having a garage sale, or your kid just graduated. It's just like talking to people in real life. You know, it's that simple. Right, Tony?
Oh, yeah. No, so that's, no, there's a lot of people out there that prefer that as communication than anything else, especially agents talking to other agents. I hear that every day. So I can't get this agent on the phone. All they do is text, or all they do is say messenger. So you got to, you know, be available. That's why, you know, I'm sure you'll go over. That's one of the reasons why you should get on these. Not that you have to spend 24/7 on all of them, but at least so people on those networks could contact you through those networks.
That's right. And I don't want to hear the argument, oh, Mike, those things are just a waste of time. I get on there and I burn an hour. You have to get on, say you're on Facebook, get on there on Messenger with a purpose. You're going to have a list of people, 10, 20, 50 people. And in the time that it would take you to make one or two phone calls, you could send out 20 to 50 instant messages, you know, through the messenger systems of these various platforms, some kind of check-in. Maybe it's providing value. Maybe you do a market update and it's, hey, Tony, I just did this market update video. First of all, it's my first one. What do you think? Or if it's your 10th one, hey, I know that a lot of people are liking my market updates. Here's the latest one. If you have any questions, let me know. So providing value is another great script. All right, so let's move on to the next one, because I don't want to spend too much time on each one, but it's groups. Okay, and this is a particularly useful in Facebook. So one of the groups we use a lot are marketplace groups. All our listings go on marketplace, and we generate what? A lot of conversations, Tony. People saying, they click that button, is this still available? Well, if they're asking me if a listing is still available, what are they likely to be doing?
Looking for a house.
Right? And it's a conversation, you know, and how you can engage that person in a conversation. The other thing you can do in groups is help answer questions. So Tony, we do this all the time on a more one-to-one basis, but there's no reason you can't go into a group and someone who says, hey, I'm looking for a plumber, or hey, I'm looking for a good title company or a lender or an attorney or whatever it might be. Why can't we go on there and say, I have some people, you know, can I share a contact with you?
Exactly. No, just starting conversations.
Yeah. I mean, I know, Tony, you and I make it seem so simple. Well, talk to more people. And the question I always get is, well, who do I talk to? How do I find more people to talk to? We're telling you today, this is a great way to talk to more people. Okay. So go into your groups, your feeds, and start conversations with people. I heard a great analogy once, and I'll talk about this more when we talk about what to post. But think of it like a cocktail party. You're walking into a cocktail party with 2 billion people there. I mean, that's a pretty amazing cocktail party. And if you can have conversations with 2, 10, 100 of them, wouldn't that be cool? Well, you can. All right, let's talk about posts next. So a lot of people ask me, hey, what do I post? Where do I post? You could post directly to your feed. These different platforms have things called stories and reels that are much shorter bite-sized pieces and those posts don't last forever. And there's different ways to use them. I'm not going to get too much into each of those, but whatever platform you're choosing to work on, explore what it has and use the different types of posts. And going back to the cocktail party analogy, and then Tony, I'm going to throw it back to you with some ideas of what to post. But going back to the cocktail party analogy, if you're on the ones that are more social, like Facebook, TikTok, et cetera. Try to make your ratio at least 2-to-1 or 3-to-1, 2 or 3 fun or personal posts, as personal as you want to be, to 1 business post. If all you are is business, 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 people are going to get bored with you. So Tony, throw out some ideas of what the types of things people can post.
Oh yeah, no, just motivational quotes, pictures, family things, because people always want to know what's going on in your personal life a little bit, community things that you're involved with or what's happening in the community, sharing articles, sharing things with your group. Like I see a lot of interaction with people, like when they see, and you could, like example, you could go onto like in Cleveland area, go to cleveland.com and see articles of what's happening and tell people, oh, look what's new happening in Cleveland. So, you know, so many times I talk to people, not just agents, and I hear, you know, and they tell me about something, I go, oh, where did you see that? I saw it on Facebook. And really what they're saying, I saw it on Facebook because someone in their network of people that they're friends with posted about something. I hear that all the time. I don't know if you hear that all the time from people, like they tell you something, oh, where do you see it? Saw it on Facebook, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what John Reyes, one of the instructors, he said, look, you have to adapt to the world day. And the example he used was, what is everyone doing right now? If you're waiting in line at Starbucks, for example, what's everyone doing who's waiting in line? What are they all doing, Tony?
They're all on their phones.
They're all looking at their phones. And so he says, how can I use that to my advantage? They're not reading newspapers anymore. Yeah, they watch TV, but everybody in the world has a phone and they're always looking at it. So how can you leverage that to help your business?
Exactly. And they're looking at what other people are doing, what other people are posting, what other, you know, and all the different things that you mentioned, the Instagram and the Facebook and the TikToks. And again, you just got to figure out a way how to get your foot in the door with those.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or you're an agent looking to partner with the number 2 team for Century 21 in the entire U.S., contact Mike via email at mike@21mike.com.
Going back to posts for a second, we didn't talk much about TikTok. So what do you post on TikTok? They have to be short, bite-sized pieces. They can be funny if you're a funny person. They can be serious if you're serious. It's whatever reflects your personality. Don't try to be who you're not. But if you're like me, I might just post like something interesting that I saw, or a picture. I was kayaking once and I saw a crane, and or it was a blue heron, and it flew away and it honked real loud. And I thought, that's kind of funny. I have a video on TikTok, Tony, with 120,000 views. And all it is, it's me walking through a house and I'm in the bathroom with this lady and she shows me the medicine cabinet. And it's the coolest thing because the medicine cabinet opens, but it's hinged on the other side as well. So if you move it the other way, it opens up like a secret compartment behind the medicine cabinet in the wall. And I, for whatever reason, I never laugh like this, but I let out this little funny ha-ha-ha laugh. And that thing got all these comments and likes and shares. Now, what does that do? You have to try to start leveraging that and get people interested in what you're doing. And then, of course, the call to action. But we'll get to that in a second.
And I'll just say this. I mean, my limited knowledge of TikTok is that it's not like Facebook ads follow you. Like if you start looking at certain ads or certain things, more ads pop up, but some people have to actually place those ads for those to pop up on you. I'm pretty sure that's correct, Mike. But on TikTok, if you're a buyer, someone's interested in real estate, if you start looking at TikTok's different realtors and things happening, it when you post something about real estate in a certain area, say Cleveland or Columbus or wherever, you go up into the feeds and it's free, and then your things might start popping up. And again, the whole point of TikTok is trying to get people to keep coming back so they watch what you watch and start pushing the feeds into the videos from people sending those kind of things that you watch. So they watch what, and it's free. Right. As far as I know,
100% free. You could post anything you want. You could do short video tours. You could do neighborhood information. You could start talking about the amenities of a community, a particular swimming pool, a particular restaurant, things that people are interested in that are peripheral to real estate. So if I talk about all of the restaurants in Twinsburg, Solon, Hudson, and the surrounding areas, what does that make me? It suddenly makes me the expert on these areas, and then people start reaching out. So I want to segue here, because we're running low on time here, to the actionable items, the call to actions. Okay, so a lot of people are saying, great, Mike, you're talking about restaurants and posting market stats and this and, you know, all these different ideas for types of posts and content to put out. But how is that going to get me business? I'll give you an example. There's a guy that I follow that I met through coaching. His name's Zachary Faust. I think if you look him up on TikTok, it's Zachary Loft. And that's the name of his real estate brokerage on the East Coast. He gets inquiries weekly from people saying, wow, I follow you. I love your stuff. I have a home. Can you help me sell it? Or I'm looking to buy. Can you help me buy? And of course, it's a worldwide thing, this TikTok. So he gets a message from someone from Las Vegas who says, wow, you're awesome. Can you help me sell my home in Vegas? Well, he's not licensed there. So what does he do, Tony? It's really simple.
Find a good agent in that area and get a referral for it.
Yeah. We always talk about referrals. They're such a great thing. And of course, we do our due diligence, find them a great agent who's a good match for them, and then ask for a referral fee. But it's that whole call to action that it's either spoken or unspoken. You know, Zachary doesn't do a lot of, hey, call me for your real estate needs. You can do that. There can be calls to action. I made a list here of some of the different types of call to actions. It could be visit my website. It could be subscribe to my channel. You know, give me a thumbs up or a like or a heart or whatever platform you're on. Ask people just to like your stuff. Post a comment. So and ask a question, Tony. This is such a powerful one. Hey, I heard this in the news. Here, I'm going to give you a really controversial one. I heard in the news that Canada, the country, for 2 years is putting a moratorium, a ban on non-Canadians purchasing property in Canada. What do you think about that? I mean, that itself could be a great video and see the comments start to roll in, you know, or it could be something goofy like, hey, like these ones we see, Tony, here's four things you have for Thanksgiving. Which one you have to get rid of one of them? Which one would it be? And watch the conversation start. Share my content. And then of course there's the contact me. If you have questions on this, contact me. That's the direct kind of salesy call to action. I don't know if I left any out, Tony, but any comments on the call to action portion of this?
No, that's good. Anything that you could get people, not just call to action, but yeah, start a conversation, start commenting, liking, whatever. And anybody that likes something you post and or comments on it, you could, you know, it's an open invitation to reach out to them. You know, they're watching you. Start a conversation with them. So I think a lot of agents, well, just to stick with Facebook, they see like, wow, I posted something, I got like 20 likes. I'm like, oh, what did they have to say? Well, they just liked. I'm like, well, why didn't you send them a message? Say, thank you for the like, you know, just start a conversation with them.
Tony, you hit the nail on the head. I heard that in one of the sessions here at the 121 event. The key is to start the conversation. So if you just get a like, send them a message, or if they comment or share again, it's all about conversation. So if you're not reaching out, whether it's just through Messenger or shooting them a text, this is kind of a goofy one, Tony, but I see someone has a birthday and sure, 100 people are going to wish them happy birthday, but do you take the time to call them or maybe shoot them a text? Especially if they're in your phone, that's one way you can set yourself apart and maybe, again, have a conversation, because this business boils down to, if you want to do more business, you have to talk to more people.
Right. No, and I have a handful of people that are on my Facebook that send me videos. Like when it's my birthday, they'll just do a quick video and send it to me in Messenger. Or sometimes if they have my cell phone, they'll send it to me. So it's someone's birthday. They're not going to be upset that you sent them something. And it should be something different than what other people are doing.
Yeah, I love it. To bring up John Reyes again, who owns a company in California called Social Networks. He specializes in helping businesses leverage social media to drive more leads and business. He is using his videos to set appointments. So he'll have a conversation. You know, maybe it's with a stranger. Maybe a stranger comments on a post or some other way he gets in touch with them. Instead of necessarily trying to close them hard, like, ah, well, let me come over and look at your house, give you a free CMA. He's a little different. He says, you know what? I've got two videos I want to send you. One is an introduction video. Hey, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is why I'm good at what I do. And it's a short video, minute to minute and a half. That's a produced video that has to look sharp. And then the second one he sends is a video testimonial from a client. And he has one in particular that he loves that he uses. And then what he does, he says, hey, Tony, thanks for reaching out. I know you want to, I know you're interested. Maybe you don't want to set the appointment right now. Maybe we had that conversation. You say, no problem. Listen, I'd like to send you these two videos, watch them, and then either call me back, or if I don't hear from you, I'm going to follow up with you in an hour. So it's going to take you 5 minutes to watch these videos tops. And then if you like what you see, we can talk. And that's all he does is send these two videos out. It's the coolest thing.
Yep. Videos. You can't beat videos. And again, these are pre-recorded videos, so it doesn't have to be live. So you could work with it until you like it. So
we're big proponents of video, of course, Tony. And, you know, there are a bunch of different types of video you can do. If you're afraid of video, get over it. But you can do these basic produced videos. You can do impromptu videos like selfie videos. Live videos is another great thing. But definitely use video. Now, I know the question that we get, Tony, and today we said we get more specific about what do I say, what's in my video, what type of posts, and hopefully we've given you some good ideas throughout this and just pick and choose which ones you like. But the other way to find content and, for example, what videos should I make? It's simple. Go find other real estate agents, especially in other markets, and just look at their videos and copy them. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, the guy in Chicago that I follow and the guy in San Diego that I follow, my content, my personality is going to be different than theirs. So that video becomes mine. So I'm going to adapt the script and make it happen.
That's great. No, that's it. I mean, it's what does Tom Ferry say? R&D, rip off and duplicate.
That's what I have in my notes, R&D. And it's the same for all of these other platforms. If you're not sure what to post, that's one of the reasons that I'm friends with realtors and brokers in other markets. I see one of them posting something that's really engaging. You know, they post a question, hey, if like the one I posted recently was, are you in your forever home? Or if you could change one thing about your home, what would it be? I'm not asking for people to buy and sell with me, right? I'm just starting a conversation, but it does happen to be related to real estate. And then, of course, that gets people thinking. And if they are looking to make it, you know what? I wouldn't do anything in my home because I need to get the heck out of here. It's a great one to hear because that's probably a phone call or at least a message. And the way I get a lot of those ideas, guys, I'm not all that creative. I see someone in California doing it and I'm like, hey, dude, I'm totally ripping this off. And I'm posting it in my group in Cleveland.
Exactly. So many agents, and I tell this to new agents all the time, is they spend a lot of time trying to network with agents within their market. It's nice to get to know agents in this market, but this is the good agents, we know we're all competitors in the same market. So I rather see agents spend time networking with agents outside our markets. So they're more open to giving you and telling you what's worked for them and doesn't work for them. So, you know, so in Century 21 agents, go on the workplace. There's different groups there for Century 21 agents or find agents, you know, through YouTube all across the country or wherever. But, you know, so many agents, again, I say this in the nicest way possible. So many agents get involved with realtors and events and things in our area, in the same area. But some of the top, and like you, Mike, you're very friendly and know a lot of the top teams in our market. And you're one of the top five, or you're definitely in the top 10, right? Definitely close to top five in Northeast Ohio. But you're not going to share things that are absolutely working great for you. These are competitors with you, or your frenemies, right? Is that a good way to say?
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, I'm more likely to share intimate details of what's working, scripts and so forth, with someone who's in California or the East Coast than I am with the neighbor next door. Sure, you know, I totally agree with that, Tony. So we need to wrap it up here. if you want to follow me and rip me off, I'm totally okay with that. Go to YouTube, Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. The link is in the all the posts that we do. It's right there so that you can watch these videos and listen to this stuff after the fact. Go ahead and subscribe, follow the 21 Mike team page, reach out to me, schedule an appointment, go to 21mike.com and click that link if you want to talk real estate with me. And of course, Tony, I'll lob it back to you for a second with any final thoughts as we wrap up.
No, good information for everybody. You always keep on, and then always search. I mean, you're going to find things that we never done before. I mean, we don't know every content to post and every best way to everything. We're just giving you some ideas, and there's always something new out there. So start searching YouTube.
Yep. Next week, don't forget, join us. We're going to do phone, some great ideas, some specific scripts, some stuff I picked up here at the Century 21 convention. And then the week after that is going to be in-person stuff. So your open houses, your door knocking, just give you some ideas on how to do it, where to do it, when to do it. And of course, what to say. We'll give you some specific stuff. That's it.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. Have a great week, everyone.
We hope you enjoyed free beer and real estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.